Good morning. Last time, I told you something slightly uncomfortable. That the laws of physics are not enough. Today I want to make you more uncomfortable. Because even structure is not enough. Let me start with a question. Have you ever built something that worked perfectly, until it didn't? A bookshelf. A bridge made of popsicle sticks. A group project. Everything looks fine, right up until one small thing shifts. And then everything collapses. That's not bad luck. That's structure failing the way structure usually fails. Here's the problem. When we hear the word constraint, we think of restriction. Rules. Limits. No, you can't do that. But in the real world, constraints are not the enemy of structure. They're the reason structure exists at all. Imagine trying to stack books in midair. No shelves. No table. Just gravity doing its thing. You can't. Now imagine I give you a shelf. Suddenly stacking is possible. The shelf restricts motion, and that restriction creates stability. Constraints don't stop things from happening. They stop the wrong things from happening. Now here's where it gets interesting. What if the shelf itself is fragile? What if it bends? Or cracks? Or depends on one tiny screw? Then the thing that made structure possible becomes the thing that destroys it. This is the heart of today's lecture. Structures don't just need constraints. They need constraints that don't fail catastrophically. That's a much harder problem. Let me tell you a story. Engineers love rigid designs. Everything precise. Everything tight. And then the first earthquake hits. Rigid structures snap. Flexible ones survive. Why? Because flexibility is not weakness. It's a constraint on failure. Here's another example. Think about traffic lights. They constrain motion. You stop. You go. But if the timing is too rigid, perfectly fixed, traffic jams explode. Modern systems allow slack. Sensors. Timing windows. The constraint itself is constrained. And suddenly, the system doesn't collapse when something unexpected happens. That phrase matters, so let me say it slowly. Survivable structures constrain how their constraints can fail. That's the idea. Perfect order sounds nice. But perfect order is brittle. If everything must be exactly right, then one small error ruins everything. That's why crystals crack. Why rigid organizations collapse. Why overly precise plans fail. Real stability needs room to breathe. This is also why redundancy exists. Backup systems. Extra parts. Overlapping roles. At first glance, redundancy looks wasteful. Why have two of something? Because one is guaranteed to fail eventually. Redundancy is not inefficiency. It's insurance against collapse. Now let's talk about control. Not intelligence. Not planning. Just control. A thermostat doesn't think. It doesn't want. But it notices when something drifts too far. And it nudges it back. That's not optimization. That's damage prevention. Control appears when failure becomes expensive. And here's the subtle part. Once a system starts monitoring itself, failure stops being only an external event. The system begins to catch mistakes inside itself. Elimination moves inward. This is a big deal. So let's zoom out and connect this to the big picture. Physics tells you what is allowed. Structure tells you what can exist briefly. But survivable organization tells you what can exist reliably. And reliability requires constraints, constraints on constraints, and tolerance for imperfection. If this sounds abstract, that's okay. You already know it intuitively. You trust bridges with expansion joints. You trust software with error handling. You trust people who can adapt, not just follow rules. Nature works the same way. So here's your takeaway for today. Don't think of constraints as cages. Think of them as shock absorbers. And remember, anything that can fail in only one way will fail that way eventually. Next time, we'll talk about something strange. Why some constraints are only needed temporarily, and why the best supports are the ones you can remove and still have everything stand. That's where things get really interesting. See you next time.